welcome to the Absolute Recap Biology Edition. I'm your host, Melanie Kingett, and I'll be your guide to scoring a 5. Here at the Absolute Recap, we aim to maximize your understanding and minimize your need for memorization. Each episode will review content, skills, and test-taking tips to help you succeed in May. Your recap starts now. Hi, and welcome to the Absolute Recap Biology Edition. Today's episode will recap population genetics. Let's zoom out. We're in Unit 7, Natural Selection, Topic 7.4. Our big idea is evolution. Evolution is random, right?
Nonsense. There's a scientific explanation.
There needs to be some meat and potatoes for natural selection to act upon. But how we get to be what we are has a good amount of random to it. Look around. Who is a part of your population? Let's zoom in. Just in case we're a little rusty on vocab, alleles are alternate forms of a gene, a piece of DNA that codes for a trait. Alleles are found at the same place, or locus, on a chromosome. As a eukaryotic organism with homologous chromosomes, you inherit 2 alleles for each gene. There might be more than 2 alleles out there in the gene pool, but you can still only get 2, one from mom and one from dad. We represent these as capital and lowercase letters in genetics problems, sometimes superscripts, but that's another episode. So if you inherited a capital A from mom and a lowercase a from dad, your genotype is heterozygous, and you would express the dominant capital A for awesome. Congrats. This episode is about population genetics, because populations are the level of ecological organization where evolution occurs. First, you have your organism, then population, and beyond that, community and ecosystem. It's a hierarchy. By definition, a population is a group of organisms of the same species living in the same area.
There are quite a number of us.
Close quarters drive competition, causing differential survival and allele frequency changes over time. Let's recap some of those random things that can influence the population gene pool. First up, the unsung hero of evolution, mutations. Mutations in and of themselves aren't negative. They are just genetic changes. The change may have an effect on the nucleic acid sequence, resulting protein and phenotype. Recall that mRNA is translated by codons, 3 base pair sequences long. First, the mutation in question has to be within the coding region of a gene to have effect. Second, the location of the change within a codon matters. If the mutation changes the amino acid sequence of a polypeptide and alters the structure and function of the protein, then it affects the phenotype of the organism. There are many reasons for mutations, including errors in DNA replication, environmental or chemical interactions, or more commonly, just random. Mutations are the primary source of genetic variation, providing new phenotypes on which natural selection can act. Genetic changes that enhance survival and reproduction can be selected for by environmental conditions, leading to adaptations. Check out episode 40 for our pesticide example of natural selection. On deck, genetic drift. Organisms move around all the time, some on purpose and with the seasons as more of a migration pattern. This is known as gene flow and introduces new alleles into other populations through immigration or emigration. But if an existing population is very small or lacks genetic diversity, geographic movement or catastrophic event can isolate alleles from the rest of the group.
Individually, they're weak.
Gene flow and genetic drift are distinct. Genetic drift is a non-selective process that occurs in small population with 2 main categories. The first type of genetic drift is the appropriately named bottleneck effect. When you look at the structure of a bottle, it narrows at the neck. If you were to tip it upside down, only a small amount of material would come out at one time. The bottleneck effect occurs when there is a dramatic or sudden decrease in population size. This can be caused by environmental factors such as fires, droughts, disease, floods, or human factors, like the illegal poaching of animals. The remaining surviving population has a random sampling of genes. These remaining alleles increase in frequency as the population reproduces. The American bison is an example of the bottleneck effect. There were once millions of bison in North America that were brought to near extinction in the 1880s from hunting. The current bison are descendants from less than 100 ancestral survivors. The second type of genetic drift is the founder effect. With this process, a very small group of individuals migrates away or becomes isolated from the original population and settles in a new geographic area. Unlike with the bottleneck effect, the original population remains intact. And typically, the genes are not randomly sampled from the main population. So the founder effect is when a population is descended from a small number of colonizing ancestors. This is essentially how the United States was populated, even calling it the 13 colonies. We often don't think of ourselves as part of evolution's story, but we are right there in the thick of it, allele frequencies changing over time. Both the founder and bottleneck effect result in reduced genetic diversity, and reduction of genetic variation within a given population can increase the differences between populations of the same species. Get enough genetic drift and you are looking at speciation, or the emergence of a new species. Galapagos Islands and Darwin's finches, anyone? We would be remiss if we didn't give a shout out to Mr. Paul Anderson of Bozeman Science. He's an amazing resource for anyone interested in biology. Make sure to check out his TED-Ed collaboration titled The Five Fingers of Evolution. If you don't meet any of these conditions, then your population is at Hardy-Weinberg equilibrium, a topic for another time. To recap, evolution is characterized by a change in the genetic makeup of a population over time. Much of the genetic change is random through mutation, migration, and genetic drift. Your own genes may be the result of a founder effect. Coming up next on the Absolute Recap Biology Edition, evidence of evolution. Today's question of the day is about equilibrium. What do the P and Q represent in Hardy-Weinberg equilibrium? For the answer to today's and future questions, please follow us on Instagram at the Absolute Recap. That's the APSOLUTE Recap. If you are a student with questions or a teacher with suggestions, we'd love to hear from you. If you have a biology topic or another AP subject you would like us to cover on the Absolute Recap, please email us at theabsoluterecap@gmail.com. That's the APSOLUTE Recap@gmail.com. The Absolute Recap is produced by Brad Kingett with music by Zach Caruso. Please remember to rate, review, and subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Time's up, pencils down. Thank you for listening to the Absolute Recap Biology Edition. AP is a registered trademark of the College Board. Copyright 2020, Absolute Recap, LLC, all rights reserved.